Hey gang, Scott with the Scott Gertner Group. We have an interesting one today. I just went on an amazing golf trip with some guys that are into golf fitness. They turned me on to tape. Would you believe that this piece of tape can make you healthier, have you sleep better, feel better, and maybe even change your face? It's insane. Now, it sent me down a rabbit hole to a book called Jaws by Sandra Kahn. And I just started going down this path and I thought, wait a minute, I can ask an expert. So I went to Dr. T at Health Solutions and said, Dr. T, help us out. Ryan?
Well, good morning, Scott.
Hey,
it's nice to see you again.
Thanks.
Thanks for opening the rabbit hole for us.
Does this make sense? I mean, I started a couple weeks ago and my wife and I have both been taping our mouths shut when we go to bed at night. No snoring, sleeping through the night. Actually, not even getting up to pee, feeling better, both of us. No, just incredible. Does that make sense?
It does, actually, if we look at it from a physiological standpoint and from a historical standpoint. And the book you referred to, Jaws, The Secret Story of a Hidden Epidemic, reveals a lot of what we're doing and what we've been doing, which gives rise to a lot of the health conditions we're struggling with right now. So, you know, here we go down the rabbit hole. This is the road to sleep apnea and the road back from sleep apnea. We want to look at how what we put in our mouth reflects in our body, in our health, and our beauty. So let's take a dive and see where it goes.
I love it. You know, sleep apnea, we sell a lot of homes. Go into the master bedroom, and there's one of those CPAPs in there. I mean, it's really common, right?
It is very, very common, and often tied with sleep apnea are brain function issues. So if we're concerned about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, brain fog, those are all linked to various levels, low oxygen levels. And if we're sleep apnea, if we have episodes during the night where we stop breathing, we're depriving our brain of oxygen. That can lead to cardiovascular events, that can lead to sudden death during sleep, it can lead to all sorts of issues in regards to brain function. So we want to look at how do we get after that, how do we prevent it in the future from our children developing this same epidemic proportion of breathing issues. It relates to facial muscles, it relates to core muscles, it relates to the whole body. But let's start at the beginning, and then we'll do a little bit of a dive in the physiology of how we got here so that we can help our kids and our grandkids not have these issues. And then we'll look at how do we reverse this, how do we recondition our bodies so that we can get out of those apnea events at night where we're basically suffocating.
And that's really kind of a silent thing. I mean, I think many people have no idea they even do this, and it's a totally being without oxygen, jerking yourself awake, going back to sleep, never knowing that happened, and that can happen many, many times, right?
Yeah, many. We have clients that have 10 or more events per night, and it prevents you from healing. It prevents you from going into your deep sleep, because when you start to go into that deep REM sleep and everything relaxes, that's when if our airway isn't toned, our tongue goes back, our airway collapses, and now we're not able to breathe until we're literally at a life or death point, at which point in time we wake back up suddenly choking, and it pulls us out of that deep REM sleep. Therefore, we're not getting any healing happening at night. We wake up feeling groggy. We can't figure out where our energy went, why we're not energized, why our brain is foggy. It's all interrelated. But if we look at our, and Jaws does a great job at diving into the factors that have led us to this. There are some biological factors, there are societal factors that come into play here, and those influences oftentimes for beauty over function versus function creates beauty is what's driving this, driving our children and our grandchildren towards sleep apnea and the deleterious effects that it has. So when we look at the development of a child, if you will, from an airway standpoint instead of just a tooth standpoint, you know, our bodies were designed to have 32 teeth and fit them in our mouth. Okay, in the past when we didn't have room, orthodontic protocols suggested that we extract premolars to make space for the two teeth. We got rid of the third molars or the wisdom teeth to make space in the existing archway. If we keep that archway restricted, then we're restricting the development of the nasal passages, we're restricting the development of the sinuses, we're not creating a good pathway for airflow, we're creating mouth breathers.
So you're literally making a straw smaller, not getting as much air, and air is incredibly important to every part of our body, right?
Absolutely. If we don't use it, we lose it. Yeah. So if we're not using that upper part of our respiratory tract and our airway isn't developing there, then we're going to lose that ability to move that oxygen and that air that we need. So,
and so kids, so you can actually make some changes without much lifestyle changes, just some different choices to change kids' lives now.
Absolutely, and those choices would be to open up the airway, to maximize the airway. So, you know, orthodontics is changing, and my background is dentistry, as you know, so I tend to go a little deep in this area. But if we expand the palate, if we bring the palate down because we're expanding it out, we're creating more airway passage, if you will. We're enlarging those airways through the nasal passages. If we're breathing through our nose, then we're using these facial muscles to elevate our face. If we're mouth breathing, our chin tends to fall down and fall back, and that's where we start to see, you know, faces collapse. But if we address these areas early, oftentimes they don't need orthodontics afterwards. We have really good airway. We have great performance in our kids because now they're getting good oxygen to their brain. So their athletic performance goes up, their mental performance goes up, their mood improves. When we're not oxygenating well, we get grumpy and grouchy. Our body doesn't feel good. Here we can really lift our children up by simply expanding or encouraging the body to expand the airway to the extent that it was supposed to be in the first place.
And you say this is that in service of beauty, some of it. And what's interesting in that Jaws book, maybe we can even superimpose the pictures. They've got pictures of twins that they show, and the difference between the mouth breather and the non-mouth breather are shocking.
They are shockingly profound.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And these are identical twins. Now they've had different environments that they've gone into. One of the twins ate a more primal type of diet, chewing
harder
foods.
Things.
Yeah, bone type stuff. I mean, ancestrally, we ate everything. We chewed everything up. We had strong jaws.
We ripped it off.
We ripped it off the bone and everything else. The other twin ate a more typical teenage Western diet of soft, mushy foods, processed foods. Doesn't require those muscles, doesn't require that bone strength, doesn't require all of those things in order to chew our food. We've gone to soft mush. Now, do we wonder why, if we're not exercising those facial muscles and those throat muscles, that all of a sudden we're suffering from a lack of tone in our throat muscles and our facial muscles?
Makes perfect sense.
We've done it to ourselves. So as adults now, how do we reverse that process? How do we re-engage those muscles? How do we build that muscle tone back up to where it needs to be?
Yeah, that's good. So we can start with the kids, maybe get them in right habits. But for all of us older people, there's ways to actually recapture some of that?
Absolutely. And a stunning statistic now is that 90% of our children have bite issues.
Really?
At 50%, it's considered an epidemic. So if we don't do something with our kids and our grandkids right now, they're going to be even worse off than our population, our demographic is now. So how do we reverse that? Well, we've talked about what do we do early on to develop those airways, to maintain those airways. Yes, it's a good idea to tape your kids' mouth shut, although I didn't say this.
Yeah.
But theoretically, encouraging that growth of the nasal passages is huge. Now, as adults, we've got to recondition. Sleep apnea is a fact that our muscles are flaccid. They haven't been used. When we lay down and we go to sleep, those muscles relax, it pinches off our airway. some things make it much worse. Alcohol, obviously, is a sedative. If you sedate those muscles, you're going to get worse. If you've had a couple, three beers or whatever it is, and your wife smacks you because you're snoring, well, guess what? It's not because her ears are sensitive. It's because those muscles have relaxed now, and that tongue or the back of your throat is flapping in the breeze as you're trying to get stuff to come up.
Did Debbie call you? Did she put you up to this?
Yeah, no.
I don't do it that often. Yeah. It doesn't seem right.
But she did say that she's much happier when you tape your mouth shut at night. So.
And by the way, this mouth shut taping it sounds, nobody would actually tell you to do that. Well, for those of you who know Andrew Huberman, this guy, pretty well world-renowned. Mm-hmm. He's Stanford neurobiologist?
Yes, he is.
And,
neuroscientist and professor in neurobiology. Yeah.
But a brilliant guy who's put together a podcast just to help people. He has nothing in it except to help people. Really interesting stuff. If you want, just Google Huberman Labs and mouth taping, and you can see some of this stuff. But my point is, he says he didn't qualify. I expect a guy like in that position to say, check with your doctor before you tape your mouth. He said, tape your mouth. Honestly. Mm-hmm. So you have good things. So don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Chew hard foods.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we exercise our respiratory system? How do we exercise those, I want to say, smiling muscles? You know, those elevator muscles in our face, they bring our face up. They give us that youthful look, which we want from a beauty standpoint, but they're hugely functional for us. So, you know, if we have what we call, you know, physiological decay of the face, and that's really prevalent right now in our society, how do we get physiologic decay of the face? Well, we stop using our facial muscles. We frown more than we smile. We're too serious. We don't laugh. We don't sing. We don't go out and do all those things that we did as kids and as, you know, idiot young men, if you will, having fun. We're not as vibrant. Our facial muscles, our throat muscles, everything isn't as much. So singing is a great tool. Smiling, you know, you can buy these little exercise balls that you put in your teeth and you can chew the heck out of them.
Yeah.
We can tape our mouth shut to encourage more nasal breathing. I've broken my nose a good number of times thanks to all the sports I've played in over the years. And my doctor finally said, you know what, you're never going to be a nose breather. You're never going to be able to breathe. You've got too much scar tissue. If somebody taped your mouth shut, you'd suffocate. Well, silly me, I believed him for a while, and then I started forcing myself to breathe through my nose, and now I have no restrictions. It's just a matter of time. Start using it, you'll gain function.
I've noticed it in less than 2 weeks. It's made a difference.
That happened with me.
Mm-hmm. So. It's a big deal. How do we then, you know, how do we have the strength that we need to inhale and exhale properly so that we're getting good oxygen in our lungs, getting good oxygen to our brains? Well, a lot of us are very shallow mouth breathers. So deep breathing techniques, and I'm not affiliated with Wim Hof at all. There's a gentleman by the name of Wim Hof. I would encourage everybody to go out. You can look him up. He's got some free apps that you can use as well.
We'll link to that so that they can see
it. But yeah, he believes, and he's been shown, he's called the Human Iceman as well, that through breathing exercises, one can significantly change your physiology. He also uses cold plunges.
Yeah.
We utilize that as well at Health Solutions with the cryotherapy to shock the body into performing better, if you will. And the breath work is huge. We can also use, for those people that already have the sleep apnea issue, there's some techniques and technologies that can really help. We've spoken about oxygen therapy with exercise in the past. It's huge for oxygenating the brain. It's huge for helping to stop and stall or reverse the dementia process or the brain fog or any of the brain issues that we're concerned and we're facing today by just increasing the amount of oxygen. So how do we do that? Well, we can do it in a studio like Health Solutions where we amplify the effects, or you can simply go for a run or a walk and get your breathing active and practice breathing while you're walking through your nose. No huffing and puffing as we go up the hill through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth.
And as you're walking, you're moving, have muscles that are forcing the blood and the cleaning of it, right?
Absolutely. Our lymphatic system, the vessels are they're flaccid and loose. Our arteries are more muscular, if you will, or elastic, so there's some tone to them. In our lymphatic system, those vessels flow through our muscles, and we're dependent on the muscles to be the pump, to pump the junk back to where it needs to go.
Right.
And whether it's at our feet, we tend to notice it more as swollen legs and ankles because gravity pulls the stuff downhill.
Right.
It's also true about our head, our neck, and our face. If we're not moving our face, we're not getting the toxins out of those muscle areas. We're not pumping the junk out of the trunk that we need to do. And then we wonder why our skin doesn't glow and our facial features aren't the way we like them to be. So, you know, we can talk about building those smile muscles again. You know, it pulls everything up, clear up to the back of your head.
Well, yeah, I'd like to address that because our audience, we have a lot of seniors out here, many single seniors, and who don't even interact with people that much. You know, or even if they're married, if you're not out there, you're probably not laughing and smiling and doing those things. What could they do to get caught up to do these things, you know, to try and make up for lost time?
Well, there's some great new technology that's out there. And it's called the M-Face, and what it does, we have it at Health Solutions, is it works with your muscle groups. It stimulates your muscle, your elevator muscles, your smile, your laughing muscles. It stimulates and exercises them. And it, at the same time, it has a mild RF heat that brings oxygen and blood into the area. So traditionally we would use, we don't believe in using that, but society does. We would use toxins to paralyze the muscles.
Botox.
Yeah, they're neurotoxins. That's what they are. We can call them Botox or whatever we want, but they're toxic to the body.
They're bad.
They're from botulism. Botulism is never good. It's a neurotoxin. It kills the nerves. It kills the muscles. So the muscles go flaccid. They're not working. They're not pink. They don't have good oxygen in them. Don't have good blood in them because they're not working. They're paralyzed. So they're paralyzed, which means now the bone isn't being pulled on. Your cheekbones are not being pulled on anymore. So we lose that muscle, we lose that bone, our face starts to decay and it starts to sink in. We fill it with artificial fillers that are not good for us, that set off inflammatory responses which don't encourage healing. So by exercising the facial muscles and bringing good blood and oxygen back into those muscle groups now get large, they get pink and red because they're full of oxygen and blood, so you get a real youthful glow through your skin. We're now tugging on those bones again. The bones want to go back to where they were when you were 20. All they need is the muscle stimulation. So by pulling on those bones slowly, now this is a month over month type process,
right,
to rebuild. We're not going to rebuild your face in 3 days. Well, you're not going
to
have any
downtime.
You can
go to a surgeon and have them cut you up and pull it tighter or something, but you're talking about kind of an organic way to rebuild your facial health.
Absolutely. This is a non-invasive facelift, if you will.
Yeah.
It elevates your facial muscles. It brings back that youth. And then when you move those muscles, people see those muscles move. So we get our facial expressions back as well. And then we start in that area, and then we tonify the muscles in the back of the throat. We tonify the muscles throughout your throat, if you will, your windpipe area, and then we strengthen your core. And in strengthening your core, you can now breathe better, breathe stronger, and your whole respiratory tract is now healthy in tone again, like it was when you were 20. And miraculously, as we've seen, one individual in particular who's been, we've been working with for about 2 months now in regards to a number of issues, but he tracks his sleep apneic events. He's over 10. He was over 10 every night. Now he's down to less than one.
Less than one event a night?
Less than one event a night. And it's tracking on a monitor how many events he has. So simply by using the pulse energy systems that we use to recharge your cellular battery and to exercise those muscles in your throat and other areas where it's hard to do otherwise, in combination with the M-Face technology, which exercises the facial muscles for you, and the M-Sculpt Neo technology, which exercises your and builds your core muscles for you, all of a sudden we're regenerating all of that muscle structure and we're reversing the aging process. And the results are permanent. there's some maintenance to go along the way, but it's just like the rest of your body. Once the hard part's building the muscle, the easy part's maintaining it.
Well, I did the one on my core, and it built the muscle. I didn't do the work. It did, and it mm-hmm. made a difference. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about not using drugs, not going having surgery, but doing an organic way to rebuild yourself to get you back to where you'd really like to be.
Yeah. We're simply resetting and reprogramming your body so that it does what it does best, and that is heal and build muscle and be strong, build bone and everything else.
That's actually what you said when we first met, is that his dream has always been, he thinks, Dr. T believes that the body will heal itself if you can get out of the way, if you allow it to work for itself.
Absolutely. And our biggest challenge with that oftentimes in today's society is the demand for instant results.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know what, you can go to a plastic surgeon and you can get instant results. You're going to have significant downtime after those instant results before you get it. Or you can take time and do it so it's lasting, it's non-surgical, it gives you that youthful appearance, it doesn't give you that appearance that you've been to a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, that's right. I think of Burt Reynolds and other people, Kenny Rogers, you know, went to that period where their face was like, whoa, who's that?
Yeah. Well, your hairline used to be where it was. Now it's back at the crown of your head. You know, that's not a good look. Yeah. You can only stretch people so tight. And by doing that, that's not real great for the skin either. The elasticity, the natural development of collagen and fibers in the skin is all hindered as we stretch things.
Yeah, surgery is just not a good thing if you can avoid it.
So, you know, there are many levels here we like to talk about. This is more about beauty from within. We follow function first. We open up the airways. We tonify the muscles naturally. And all of a sudden, the beauty starts to exude out, just like when you were 20 years old.
Awesome. And don't we have something coming up with the M-Face? Don't you guys have an event coming up?
In fact, yeah, this coming Wednesday, the 30th.
Of August 30th,
yes, the BTL company who manufactures the M-Face and the M-Sculpt technology has a 50-foot bus that'll be out in front of Health Solutions in North Scottsdale at the North Scottsdale Shopping Center next to AJ's from 5 to 7 next Wednesday. We'll be doing demos. We'll be showing people what we do, how we do it, and the possibilities for change that they can see. We'd encourage everybody to come out. We've got refreshments. We've got a number of different specialists. We'll be talking about all sorts of fun stuff in the upcoming podcasts as well. We're delving into brain health and functional neurology because that's an issue that keeps hitting my dashboard every day as new people come in. They're worried about, you know, how do we function better? How do we get our brain to function better? How do we get the neurology between the brain and my left foot to work so that I'm not limping or I don't have a problem with my gait? That's the next piece in the Health Solutions solution for health, if you will, is we've been conditioning the body. We've learned how to regenerate and rehabilitate really well. The piece that we haven't been able to dive into too far is the brain and the neurology of the brain, but that's coming. So we're going to start it off and just really attack this sleep apnea issue from a functional medicine standpoint, from a functional fitness standpoint. And the side benefit is we're going to be exuding beauty all over the place.
Oh, man, that is so good. So if any of this resonates with you, you might start with this. I just picked this tape. I don't know if it's the best. Probably isn't. But that's what I've been using. But if it's at all interesting, go on up and talk to Dr. T at Health Solutions right there at Lone Mountain and Scottsdale Road. Or we've got a fun event if you want to go up there. 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
August 30th.
Wednesday evening, next Wednesday.
Yeah. Next Wednesday. Come on up and check it out. It ought to be great. Mm-hmm. Brian, thanks so much. I really appreciate you coming out and kind of enlightening all of us.
Absolutely. We'll continue this health journey, Scott. I appreciate all the support in letting me get this information out to the public. My role is an educator, to empower and educate everybody I can to take better care of themselves, to learn how their body talks, to listen to that talk, and then to take action on it so we can all reverse the aging process and stay away from the the pills, the bills, the cutting, and the radiation.
God bless you, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, you guys.